Domain name scammers are targeting WA businesses. Let's go to Neville Greenwood now. He's the owner of a local crew called Web Wizards. G'day, Neville. How are you?
Hi, Simon. How are you, mate?
Yeah good, thanks. Nice to talk to you. What have you found? What are you worried about?
Well, look, what's been happening? I had one of my clients come into the office with what looked like a renewal of a domain name, and it was like $250, and I went, well, that's not ours. So what's been happening is that, let's say you've got a web address, so you've got simonbeaumont.com.au.
Yep.
They send out a scammy invoice that looks similar to that. It'll be simonbeaumont.info or simonbeaumont.org or something like that. Mm-hmm. So you think, hey, that's my domain renewal.
Yeah, right.
And this client was ready to sort of write the check and send it off, and I said, hang on. Let's have a look at that. So he came into my office. So this is a scam that's been going on for a few years, and they basically get people's domain names, their addresses, and basically just send like literally hundreds of thousands of these out to Australian businesses, and specifically to Australian businesses, en masse, hoping that, you know, 1 in 400, 500 will pay it.
Yeah. And I've got a copy of it here, Domain Name Corp. So good letterhead and Visa card and all ways of paying. It looks very official, doesn't it? It's very, very authentic looking. Neville, does it turn up in the mail, or is it an email? How does it roll up?
Look, generally this particular scam, it's always in the mail. It's in the letterbox.
Yep.
Because they don't always have all your details, so they have enough to send you an envelope and an invoice in it, but not always enough to put your name. So it'll say, like, hi.
Yep.
You know, it won't have hi, Simon.
Yeah, sure. So always, I guess we say to our listeners today, to our small business owners or anyone who's got a domain name, keep a lookout for these. Neville, we spoke to Consumer Protection today as well, the state agency, to Dave Hilliard or Alan Hind or one of those guys, and they said, yes, it is around. It's been around for a couple of years, and it sort of comes and goes in cycles.
Yeah, look, I had a client come in probably a week and a half ago, mm-hmm. and they showed it to me. And I had another client a few years ago who had actually paid it. Luckily, he was a bit old school, and he sent a check off instead of putting his credit card details. Because that's what they put on it, the credit card details.
Yeah.
So most people would send it off, and then suddenly
it's gone.
Your credit card has been charged all over the place.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Neville. Appreciate you letting us know. How's Web Wizards going? You going okay?
Yeah, going from strength to strength. So we've got 10 staff here, and we were just in Cannington. So thanks for asking.
No worries. It was nice of you to make contact with us. Thanks, Nev. Cheers.
All right. Thanks, Simon.
See you. Neville Greenwood, the owner of Web Wizards, and they are seeing clients come in with this very authentic-looking paper invoice, if you will, or a bill from a crew called Domain Name Corp, as in corporation, and it looks very official. It's got the little Visa sign, the MasterCard sign, the American Express logo on the bottom, payment options. It looks like the real thing. So it's an old trick, isn't it? I remember when I worked in local government, when I worked for the Shire of East Pilbara all those years ago, we used to receive these in the mail all the time. You have placed an ad in this magazine and you owe us $95. It's an old trick, and sometimes it gets through the payoffs and no one, or the accounting.